Sades. The Templars officially disappeared, although they actually survived in secret. A number of knights who had evaded capture fled to the only European kingdom in 14th century Europe which did not recognize the Catholic Church, Scotland. At that time, the Scots were at war with the English. The Templars acquired considerable freedom by siding with the Scots during that conflict. They infiltrated the Stonemason Guilds, one of the most influential civil society organizations of the time. Later on, these guilds acquired a political and philosophical identity and turned into secret Masonic lodges. That is how the transition from the operative masonry to speculative masonry took place, according to Masonic sources. It is for these reasons that the Scottish Rite, the first Masonic lodge established by the Templars in Scotland, is the oldest known branch of Freemasonry. There is a striking similarity between the two organizations. When we compare Masonic ritual and symbolism with those of the Templars, a number of common features are readily apparent. The use of the Temple of Solomon, regarded as the fundamental symbol in Freemasonry, Master Hiram, the chief builder of the temple according to the Old Testament, the profession of stonemasonry, and similar symbols based on the Old Testament and Kabbalistic teachings, ceremonies, vows, and a great many other practices all go back to the Templar tradition. These are some of the principal symbols of Freemasonry. The set square and compasses were used by master stonemasons. For that reason, they bear a special significance for both Masons and Knights Templars, with their common history. One can also find such similarities in their organizational structures. The names given to the highest-ranking figures in the Scottish Rite in Freemasonry are such titles as Knight of the Temple, Protector of the Temple, and Knight of Vengeance, given to members of the Templar Order centuries ago. When the Templars turned into Freemasonry, they once again possessed a powerful organization. At the same time, they began to spread rapidly throughout Europe with the perfect camouflage this gave them. As well as Freemasonry, the Templars also established the Rose Croix organization. The main focus of this organization was alchemy and magic. In one source, the relationship between the Rose Croix and the Templars is set out as follows. The Rosy Cross derived from the Red Cross of the Templars. Mirabeau, who as a Freemason and an Illuminatus was in a position to discover many facts about the secret societies of Germany during his stay in the country, definitely asserts that the Rose-Croix Masons of the 17th century were only the ancient order of the Templars secretly perpetuated. One of the most famous members of the Rose-Croix was the English statesman and thinker Sir Francis Bacon, who was also a Grand Master of the English Templars. Bacon set out the state structure of which the Templars dreamed in his book, The New Atlantis. The main aim of their work was to rule the world by using the mystical powers in Templar teaching. Another organization set up by the Templars in addition to the Rose-Croix was the secret Illuminati Society. The leader of the organization was a fanatical atheist, Adam Weishaupt. All these organizations, run behind the scenes by the Templars, had a common objective: to destroy religious beliefs and to impose on the world the atheist and materialist worldview of the Templars' anti-religious philosophy. To that end, the first great socialist movement was prepared and put into action. That was the French Revolution. Count Cagliostro, who played a behind-the-scenes role in the revolution, was a Mason. Cagliostro's aim was the one-by-one elimination of all the existing monarchies in Europe by spreading revolutionary ideas and inciting revolt. Given the role of agent by the Lodge, Cagliostro confessed all when he was caught. In his confession, he stated that the Masons planned to spread the revolution to all of Europe and that their objective was to complete the half-finished work of the Templars and to destroy the church and all religious beliefs. With the French Revolution, there began a period of terror led by the Jacobins, most of whom were Masons. Tens of thousands of people were sent to the guillotine, especially men of religion and supporters of the monarchy. The French king was executed. As he was being guillotined, one of the onlookers shouted, "De Molay, you have been avenged." After a gap of some 400 years, the Templars have taken revenge for their Grand Master Jacques de Molay and their other brothers who had been burned alive. But this was to be neither the first nor the last.